Okay, so what we have to cover today is the beginning of Tlios on Ksamim, the Mishnah on Nunches Amid Beis tells us that Tola b'chol davar sheyichola litlos, that you can be Tola on anything. Anything you can be Tola on is a legitimate Tlia shachta behem achaya v'of, or in this ask of the Ksamim. Now, by the way, there is like a quarter of a raya from the Mishnah. I'd say a quarter of a raya that women are ksheiros lishchot. Right? This is a discussion in Yerida Yisim and Aleph. Can a woman shechter or not? Rav Soloveitchik understood that may ikar hadin women are ksheiros lishchot. It's just that over time, what developed is that the shochet in town became like the assistant rabbi. And the reason why the Rama writes that women should not shecht is because that there is an Isser Sarara even for an assistant rabbi. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it, as Rav Shechter reports. In the Rabbi Konigsberg Sefer on Hilchos Shechita on Yerideya, he has a slightly different take on what the Rav said, and obviously it's no gay alamaisa, but we don't want to have that conversation until we have shir lunch. So the result is that the Mishnah is clear that an isha is ksheira lishkot, shachta behema chayeva ov. In Rav Karp Sefer, in the Mishmeres HaTahara, he has like a running commentary on the perek. He deals with the question, how come we don't address a case that's much more shriach, the case of a woman cutting fish. And when you cut fish, obviously there's going to be more dam. Again, it could be that the Mishnah is telling us this chiddush that women are ksheiros to shecht. The Mishnah says if a woman is in ask of b'ksamim or she yashuv b'tzad ha'asukim b'hem, she sits next to someone who's osik b'ksamim or she kills a macholas, so then you're tola. And you tola b'gris, tola ike gris shel pola, achafishlo harga, ka. Right? So the Mishnah basically says that when the woman is around bloody stuff, then you're tola. Then the Mishnah writes, v'tola b'bna obayla, im yesh b'maka v'yicholla l'higala l'hotzidam harezu tola. That she's tola on her son or on her husband, and if she has a maka that could... the maka apparently was partially healed, but there's like a scab that developed. It's yechola lehigala hotzidam. So then hareizu tola. So the Rashash is medayik from the Mishnah that what the Mishnah means to say is that maka sheyechola lehigala hotzidam is true only if it's her maka. But if there's a maka bebena or bebaila sheyechola lehigala hotzidam, then you cannot be tola on that maka. That's the diuk that the Rashash makes in the Mishnah. L'cha'ora, the Savara, to distinguish, right? The Rashash writes, lo matzasi b'poskim. He didn't see any of the poskim who dealt with this issue. It's kind of a pella that the Rashash is able to say he didn't see any poskim who dealt with this issue. The Pische Tshuva, Sifkat and Lamed Beis, has an Arichus Devarim, quote from the Chsam Sefer and Simin Kuf Peiva, dealing with precisely this issue. But presumably, the Savara Lahakel, or I should say the Savara not to be made, or the Savara why a maka that could be scratched and be motzidam only helps for her and does not help when the maka is on him, is because if the maka is on him, what we really have is a Svek Sveka. And a Svek Sveka doesn't generate a suffix. You see, if she has a maka, so I'm not sure, is the dam, right, and she has a maka sheyechola lehigala, so I could say, oh, maybe the dam comes from the maka, maybe not. Right? Because maybe the maka gave off dam, and if the maka gave off dam, it could be that the dam came from that maka, not from her body. But if the dam, or the maka sheyechola lehigala, is on her son, or on her husband, there's an additional suffix that's thrown into the miskeret, no? If the son or the husband has a maka that's actually bleeding, so then the only question that we have is, could the dam, or did the dam come from her, or did the dam originate from him? But when I have a makah sheyecholali higala ulahotzi dam, and it's on him, so then even imtim tzolaimar, right, that what? That the dam came out of his makah. Even imtim tzolaimar, he scratched the scab, and dam came out, but mehekatesi went from him to her. It's too, pardon the Yiddish, far-fetched. And therefore, because it's so far-fetched, so mehechatesi, I could be makel. The Rashash has a very powerful diuk from the Mishnah that makah sheyecholo lahigala lahotzi dam is a halacha only on her makah, not on his makah. And presumably, the rationale behind the Rashash is that it's too far-fetched, which I would call a svek sveka, meaning mehecha tesi, dam came out, and the dam came out and transferred to, right, to her. It's too far-fetched. You can't be meikel. Azoi state in Rashash, the way we're reading it. So far, so good, gentlemen. Now, Maran Hachsam Sefer, in a tshuva, in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, right, we pointed out that all the Chassam Seifers are called by the Pesach Tshuva in brackets, right? It's called in the Pesach Tshuva Ayisalam Ed Beis. So the Chassam Seifer notes that, or the Shoal to the Chassam Sofer is bothered by the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yotesk says, Kishem Shatola Ba, Kach Tola Bibino Babayla. Right? Kishem means it's the same thing. So the Shoal and the Chassam Sofer ask, but what do you mean it's the same thing? I have this diuk in the Mishnah, that makah sheyecholo lehigala is true only on her and not on him. That's what the Shoal says. And then the Shoal points out, if you read the Rambam, right, that's Maimonides for those of you who don't speak Hebrew. So if you read the Rambam in Perek Tes, so the Rambam has two different dinim. He has one din of bina and one din on her. And on the din of Bina, the Rambam doesn't say anything about makah sheyecholo lehigala. And the Chassam Sofer adds to the kasha. He says, what are you telling me? It's only the Rambam. Chassam Sofer says, we're learning Nida. And if you learn Nida properly, everybody knows that you have to learn Raivin and Ramban. And the Raivin and the Balei HaNefesh in Perek Gimel. And the Ramban in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Nida LeRamban. They both quote that makay shecholali higala is only on her, not on him. So Chassam Sofer says, I'm going to one-up you. You have a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, the kishem, but I'm going to one-up you. I'll say, it's not just a kasha from the Rambam, it's a kasha from the Ravid and the Ramban also. So the Chassam Sofer writes, yeah, but there are many Rishonim who sound like the Shulchan Aruch, the Smag, and the Smak, and the Sefer HaTrumah, no? Many Rishonim sound like the Shulchan Aruch, so therefore the Shulchan Aruch is probably right. And the Chassam Sofer adds, not only is the Shulchan Aruch probably right, but the Shulchan Aruch is definitely right. Remember, Shulchan Aruch says, the Makah sheyecholo lehigala applies to Makah on him, the same as it applies to Makah on her. And so the Chassam Sofer, this is definitely correct. Because this Mishnah that we have on Nun Chesamid Beis also is quoted on Yud Tesamid Beis, no? On Yud Tesamid Beis, the Gemara says that we're not Taila on all reds. It has to only be the red that comes from the finger of a young person who's bleeding. Apparently that's different than the red that comes from the bleeding finger of an older person. And then the Gemara in Yates says that we're not tail on all lice, you only tail on head lice as opposed to body lice. Okay, anyone who knows what body lice is, I don't want to know why you know what body lice is. But we're not toilet, we're only toilet on head lice, not body lice. And then the Gemara asks Akasha, but the Mishnah says that we're toilet, but not ubabayla. It sounds like we're toilet on a makah of bibina ubayla. How do you have a makah of ubayla? Right? How do you have a makah of ubayla? So the Gemara answers, oh, the case is nichnas al chuppah velo nivala, like a detailed case. But the Gemara is assuming that bebino ubebaila is a case of a makkah. If this diuk of the Rashash is correct, so then bibna ubebaila in the Mishnah does not mean a makkah. When the Mishnah says tola bibna ubebaila, we're not talking about the ben and the baila have a makkah, right? What we're talking about is that bibna ubebaila are actually bleeding. There's blood on their hands, right? Right? Makkah probably means makkah yechola lehigala. Here, let's read the Ramban. Okay, I'll read you the Ramban, chapter 4 in Ramban, Os Yud Ches. Tola bebeno bebaila im hayu yedeyen meluch lachim bedam. Im hayu yedeyen meluch lachim bedam. That's the case when you tola bebeno bebaila. Tola beomeres heim naguba vehilo yada bedam zem machmasan. Right, it doesn't say, right, it says that the case is when it's bleeding. Presumably a maka that's mamish bleeding is the same as yedeyen meluch lachim bedam. But that's not the regular case of a makkah. That's different. And practically, Sam Sefer in Simen Kuf Pei Vav, he says the Gemara in Yud Tes Amid Beis sounds like the paradigm of a makkah is bibino bebaila. That's very different than what we're saying, what this Ramban is saying. So again, the Sam Sefer rejects the Shita out of hand based on the Gemara in Yud Tes. And he says in the line, I don't really understand this, is one line towards the end of that Shuvah Nechsam Sofer, when he said maybe you could reinterpret the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ravid. But he doesn't tell you how. Doesn't tell you how. Oh, so we have a new friend. Our new friend is the Mishmeres HaTahara. He's my new friend because I haven't used the Sefer that much until now. It's Rabbi Karp, no? We mentioned to Rabbi Karpis. He's like part of the inner circle of Rabbi Yashiv Zichrono Lefracha. And if you want to know the guy who tried to answer all the fish in America, it's, as Rabbi Blake calls him, the aptly named Rabbi Karp. Right? He wanted to answer all the fish because of these like worms that are inside the fish. No, the anisakis or something. It's like a thing. Like all yeshiva guys like were handling about this like 2-3 years ago. It was a thing, right? Even Yossi Katz, he's like smiling. Like, yeshiva guys were into this a couple of years ago. Oh, so Rabbi Karp points out that read the Chassam Sefer carefully. The Chassam Sefer notes that there is two schools of Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who assume that Tola Bebeno Ubebaila is only if it's a makkah that is mamish motidan. Other Rishonim say even yechola lehigala. Those Rishonim who say yechola lehigala add a line that the other Rishonim don't have. Meaning, the smag, sefer hakshruma, right? Rabbi Karp, I trust his citations. I didn't pull out the svarim of all of them and like look it up. I trust that he, when he says v'zel shono, he means v'zel shono. But in the smack and the smack sefer atruma, what they say is that if the woman is lying next to her son and the son has a makkah sheyecholah lehigala lehotzidam, in the Ramban and the Rambam and the Ravid, when they say toila bebeno bebaila, and they say it's only if you're mamish bleeding, or only if there's mamish blood on you, so they're talking about a case that she's not in bed with her husband or her son. The case is that, you know, people pass stuff to each other, yeah, outside of bed. Now, l'may nafgamino, so Rabbi Karp basically says, it's entirely possible that there's no machlokas to be shown them at all here. He wants to say that all of the Rishonim who say that, or all the Rishonim who imply They are talking about a makah that is mamish motzi dam, or that his hands are really bleeding. They're talking about that you're not in bed. And the mishnayim who are makel, right, and say that's talking about makah shechola lehigala. That's talking about that they're shochvim betzida and they're in bed. Now, what this means is it really getting back to a fundamental yisod. We understood the Rashash as saying something about Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika, guys who were in the Kol last year learned Beitza, no? So Taisus and Beitza on Daf Gimel speaks about Yisodis and Svek Sveika by Dovash Yesh L'Matirim. Remember this, gentlemen? Okay, sorry for forcing you to pull out your hair again. Right, it's difficult, but Rav Soloveitchik understood that the Yisodis Svek Sveika effectively is that Svek Sveika means it's not even a Leidus HaSafik, no? Is that the way the Rav understood it? Svek Sveika is not even the latest HaSafik? It's so far-fetched that there's no Safik at all. So, until now we were saying that there's a din between Safik and Svek Sveika, which is like a formal din of how many jumps we're taking. One jump versus two jumps. Now, what we're suggesting is that it's not a formal din in one jump versus two jumps. You see, if she's in bed with the guy, and the guy has a makah sheyachayla lehigala lehotzidam, it still is two jumps. If I'm a formalist, if I'm looking at it from the perspective of how many jumps I'm taking, so I would still say it's a svek sveka. But what we're approaching within the halachas examen is not based on formal dinim of suffix, svek sveka, one jump, two jumps. Rather, what we're saying is, what's the likelihood? If it's shaychvin b'tzida, it's much more likely the dam came from him. Further away, less likely. But if he's mamish bleeding further away, so that kind of takes away a little bit of the less and the less likely. Right? We're not dealing with formal klolim within Suffolk and Svek Sveika. We're dealing with new halachas within Ksamim, which is just based on rules of likelihood, and how likely we assess it to be. It is not based on the rules of formal dinim. I know this is a little convoluted, the way I'm getting at it, but effectively, I think what emerges from the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that we even toila bebina, if it's a makah sheyecholah lehigala, against the Rashash, but Rav Karp added, that's only when you're in bed. What that means is that although formally speaking it would be a Svek Sveika, nonetheless, within the halachos of Ksamim, I don't treat it like a Svek Sveika because it's very likely to happen. So yeah, formally speaking, there are two jumps, but it doesn't matter. Does this resonate with anyone? You like it? Good, okay. Hello, Mr. Friedman. How are you today?
Good. Is it because it's likely to happen or because we're more machmir by Ksamim, like the Kesemish's answer?
More likely to happen or where you said...
Or because just we're you know, inherently, or just by the very nature of Nida, we're more machmir and that Svek Sveika doesn't work.
Well, so what's interesting over here is that we had from the Kesef Mishnah, the very nature of Nida, we're machmir that Svek Sveika doesn't work. That's true, but what we're going to see is that by Ksamim, we're going to be super-duper makel, and things which ordinarily would not be a Suffolk are going to be a Suffolk over here, right? On the one hand, I have the Kesef Mishnah that we should be more machmir because it's an Isser Karis. On the other hand, we're going to try to develop a case that we are super-duper makel. And we'll have to try to flesh out how that could be, we should be more machmir. Right, that's right. That brings us back to the problem. So let's talk about this further. Mishnah continues. Ma'isa b'isha achas shebosufni Reb Kiva. Amr lo re'isi kesem. Amar lo shema maka ha'isabach. Amr lo hein. I had a makah, but it healed. Amar lo, shem yecholi higalal hosidam. Amar lo, hein. V'tar Rabbi Akiva. Rav Tamida mizdakum zebazeh. אמר להם, מה דבר קשה ביניכם, שלא אמר חכם מה דבר להחמיר לך, כי על שינה מישר כסי יזובה, דם יזובה בבשרה, דם ולא קסם. Right? A beautiful Mishnah. A woman comes to Rabbi Akiva, and she says, I saw dam. And Rabbi Akiva says, ah, maybe you had a maka. And the woman said, yeah, but it healed. Ah, maybe it could still scratch. Right? And that was enough for Rabbi Akiva to be mekel. The Ravid in Balei HaNefesh, chapter 3, Halacha Yud, and the Ramban in Hilchos Nidah HaRamban, it's chapter 4, Halacha Chaf Gimel. They all are mochiach from Rabbi Akiva that you do not need to do what we call in Shulchan Aruch to be makif. Makif would mean that you have to verify. Now, what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Maybe you had a maka. Does he ask for, obviously he wouldn't do this himself, Rabbi Akiva presumably was an Orthodox Jew, but does he ask Rebbetzin Akiva to investigate? Does she have a maka? Right? Right, Yechol HaLehigala LaHaitzidam. The maka could scratch. That was enough for Rabbi Akiva to be makel. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva say, no, we have to try to scratch you? No? Why does Rabbi Akiva not do that? So say the Ravid and the Ramban, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Lamed, Ein atzrich ol ha-hakif ha-kesem, l'davar shi'toy l'bo. Ein tzrich ol ha-hakif. You don't have to match up the colors. You don't have to match up the colors. Now, the Mishnah continues. The Gemara says that Tola b'chodav shivchola twice. Maisa that Reb Meir was Tola b'kilar and b'sraf shikma. No, and Rebbe was Tola b'sraf shikma. You're Tola on anything. The Rishonim have three opinions. When I say that you're Tola on anything, what does that mean? The Me'iri, on page 245 in the Me'iri, right? I gave this on the Ma'ir Makomis. Right? Who wants to tell me what the Me'iri said? Mr. Press, how are you?
Good, thank you. Even if they're different shades of the same color, it'd still be Tola.
Right. The Me'iri holds fundamentally that Tliya means, right, even different shades of the same color. Now, I had a Shiloh once upon a time. A woman brings me a bedikah cloth, and I look at it, and it seems like there is lipstick on the bedikah cloth. Red lipstick. Can I be Tola? I'm not such an expert on colors. My wife like once accused me of not knowing the difference between fuchsia and pink. She's absolutely right. I have no idea what fuchsia is. I didn't even know it was a color. Right? But I'm not such an expert on colors, but I could tell the difference between lipstick and dam, right? Me'iri would say it don't matter. Red is red is red, like Yonei Tliya. Now, the opposite extreme of the Me'iri is a shita that's quoted here in the Tur in Se'if Lamed. Now here, remember, we're talking about Sif Lamed, where it says that you don't have to be makif. The Tur, when he presents this, just have to find the page. No, I'm in the wrong siman. That's why I'm not finding the page. That explains everything. So the Tur in Se'if Lamed tells me, Yesh Omrim, She'achshav ein tolem kesem b'shum davar. She'ein anu tolem ela bedom elo, ve'ein anu bekiyim b'maret damim. The Torah quotes a shita, and we're going to call this phantom Rishon, but phantom Rishon we'll see is found in many Rishonim as a rejected opinion. There's a Yesh Omrim in the Torah that since Bizman has said we don't have the same expertise in colors, so therefore, this phantom opinion says we're not Tayla anything. Because a Tliya has to be absolute. And Einon of the Kiyam, therefore we're not Tayla. Veloni Hira. The Torah says this shita is wrong. Right? Lo Nehira is a nice way of saying you're wrong. Ugedola mizu kasav haramban she'ena tzricha lahakif hakesem ledover shitolabo elotola min astam acheteda shezeh shachor v'zeh adom. Gedola mizu kasav haramban that you are toile anything until you know for sure it's different. In other words, until you know for sure this is red, this is black. So let's just analyze what we have over here. The Meiri is presenting a shita that we are toil at every single thing, any red, you toil on any red. Even though it's pretty clear that this is lipstick and this is dam, but you toil at, according to the Meiri. The phantom shita says, right, phantom shita is that opinion that the Torah is quoting, that we're not toil at anything. We're not toil at anything at all. Why not? We're not bucky. And then the Torah quotes la halacha that we paskin that we are toila unless you know for sure that things are different. Now this opinion that we are toila unless we know for sure that things are different is found in that Ramban that we mentioned in Perek Dalet, right? Halacha Chaf Gimel. It's found in the Ravid in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. And it's found in the Taisus Harosh on that Gemara on Yud Tes Amid Beis. Remember, the Gemara in Yud Tes Amid Beis of the Chassam Sefer presented as his Raya Mechrachas. The Gemara in Yud Tes Amid Beis tells us that you're only toilet on the blood that comes out of the finger of a young man. And you only tell you on head lice, not body lice. What's going on? Why do you have to be so precise? So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes on Yud Tes Amud Beis. By the way, the thing about Nida is that the Tosfos HaRosh is on the page, no? And the Tosfos HaRosh is also in a Mosad HaRav Kook razzle dazzle fancy edition of Tosfos HaRosh. It has the advantage of having some footnotes. So the Taisus Harash quotes Yesh Rotzin the Dakdek. Dibizman has said the Ein Anu Bekim B'Mare Adamim Ein Anu Litlo Safilo Avre B'Shuk Shel Tabachim. Right, the Taisus Harash quotes that same daya as the phantom opinion in the Torah that we're not told anything. Dibizman has said V'lo B'Shum Daber Sheicholo Litlo Yisbay. We're not told anything. Kevan Dimhan Dim Hayinu Bekim Hevu Mekirin. She'eino domelo, k'demash mahacha, she'eino tolo b'dam macholas, dekuli gufa, mishum delo domi. Our Gemara Yotes says, that we're not tolo on the macholas, dekuli gufa. You're not tolo the macholas on body lice, you're only tolo on head lice. That means that we're not tolo anything, bizman azeh, because pliyas have to be absolutely precise. The lesson. Daminan the Kamon over b'shuk shot habachem harizat tola v'lo ka'amar tara lachacham elahiat matayla ustam isha ina b'kiya b'damim v'hocham ma'iri b'chacham abaki b'mara damim. Right, zuck the Tosfos HaRosh, if I understand it correctly, as follows. There are halachos of tliyos for experts, and then there are halachos of tliyos for novices. If you're an expert, you're a fellow who learned Hilchos Nida, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Yamamish, an expert. If you're an expert in Tlios, then the Tlia better be precise, it better be exact. But if you're a novice, Stam in Isha is Yechola Litlais B'chol Dover. If I bring that, right, it's unbelievable. If you bring the Shaila to the rabbi is going to look at it and he's going to say, you know what? I'm sorry, I have to be Mahmir, a lipstick, not blood. But the woman herself looks at it, and she's not a bucky, and she has any tzad whatsoever, ken zayin azah far-fetched. Right? That's okay. For a non-bucky, right, there are people who are experts in Maris Dumin, no? You bring a shayla to Rabbi Neuberger here in Yeshiva. Rabbi Neuberger could look at it, could tell you, you know what? That looks like the type of blood of a makkah. It's like more pink, less, right? He's a real bucky. He has genuine expertise. Right? The expertise does not allow kulas. Usually, the more you know, the more mako you could be, no? This is an unusual area of halacha, says the Taisus HaRash, that if I know more, I have to be less mako. That's what you state in Taisus HaRash. So again, let's chazer. According to Tosfos HaRosh's Yesod, when our Mishnah says that she can be tola on anything, you know what that means? She, as a woman, who's not an expert, I guess that means she didn't go to Yoetz at school or something, right? So she can be tola on anything. But if you're an expert, then you have to invoke Daf Yotes. Then you can only be tola on the expert stuff. However, if you're an expert and a shayla comes to you, you don't have to pull out your expertise card. Right? In other words, a shayla comes to Rabbi Akiva and a woman says, I saw a dam. Or Rabbi Akiva says, is that Ken Zayin? It could be that maybe it's Yechol Olehigo al Haitzi Dam. I have a matka. Maybe you could scratch and dam will come out. That's enough. Rabbi Akiva is a real expert. But ain sarach lahakif, you don't have to invoke, you don't have to pull out your expertise card.
If
Rabbi Akiva would have happened to see her makkah, and he would know that this is not a makkah, she yachalai zidam, he'd have to be machmir. But Rabbi Akiva is kind of saying, oh, do you think, right, we're going to invoke halacha according to you, not halacha according to me. Isn't this a wild and crazy idea in the Mishnah?
Doesn't sound like good policy.
What?
You're basically telling them not to consult the rabbi.
I didn't tell you.
Doesn't sound like good policy. You're basically telling them not to consult the rabbi because then they'll be more
moderate. Well, not everyone learned Maseches Nida. They couldn't be tail on anything. If you learn Maseches Nida, you know that you can be tail on anything, and you don't have particularly great expertise in different colors, you could be tail on anything.
You never know.
Yeah, right. A little bit of knowledge, usually we say a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. Here, Adrav, a little bit of knowledge is your savior. Right? That's what emerges from this halacha. Mr. Press, what do you think about this analysis?
I mean, that's what it's saying. I think it's correct. You what the Rosh is saying. So.
I think this is what the Taisus HaRosh is saying on your test. And this is what the Ramban and the Raivin and what Shulchan Aruch say in Se'if Lamed, which is that Ein Sarech Lahakif. Now, what this means is as follows. Taliyah is not an opportunity to be Mevarer. Usually, when I have a Suffolk in Halacha, so the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells me, Histalek min HaSuffolk. Histalek min HaSuffolk means be Mevarer. Get out of the Suffolk, no? Tliyah is not a way to get out of a suffix. We are not being mevarer through tliyah. What we are doing is we are saying that it bribes a suffix, it remains a suffix, and I'm going to be makal on it because it remains a suffix. Right? If there was a suffix and it remains a suffix, even if it's a not strong suffix, that's good enough. I am not being mevarer this fakus at all.
So that comes from the Gemara statement that by
this Dan Velo Kesem that Rebbe Kiva is invoking is probably telling me that, which is that you can leave something a suffix. Right? Again, it's slightly different than the way the Sidri Tahara presented it. That Dan Velo Kesem is telling me that usually Suffolk Dairaisa Lahachmir over here, Suffolk Dairaisa Lahakel, we're saying more than that, right? Or Al Koponim by Sveikas Dirabonon, we're saying usually you have to try to be Mevarer a Suffolk. Over here, you don't even have to try to be Mevarer. Reb Chaim Cohen in the Badeh HaShulchan there and Se'if Lamed, the Bible points out that the Drisha writes that this halacha, the Ein Sarech LaHakef, is only true by Tliya on Ksamim. But there are other dinim of tliya. For example, tliya on a roya dam machmas tashmish. Right? We mentioned roya dam machmas tashmish, right? One of the 77 lucky winners, as her shechter is nusa, right? Remember, certain women have the endometrium that protrudes so that it enters their vagina. And b'shas tashmish hamita, blood will come out. If a woman is a roya dam machmas tashmish, so we try to be mevarer what the dam is from, etc. And over there, we pass and you have to be makif. If you want to say that's dam maka, there you have to be makif. But over here, you don't have to be makif. A kula of ksamim, precisely because the ksamim are derabbanan, precisely because there's no hargasha and it's derabbanan, therefore, we are more makel than we would be by an ordinary suffix drabbanan lahakel. An ordinary suffix drabbanan lahakel, right? We try to be mistalik min hasuffik also. No, I don't say suffix drabbanan lahakel where it's efshar levrure. Be mevaderet. No? I have a shayla, for example. Yerideya Simon Sadi Ches, no? How many of you learn Yerideya for real? I don't mean for real. I mean like real. I always misspeak. But real Yerideya, right? Simon Sadi Ches, right? So Yerideya Simon Sadi Ches. So there's a case over there that there's something that is mixed in. You're not sure if, let's say, it's chelev or cholov. So teva ha cholov lahakfi, or teva ha chelav lahakfi, that it will. What? When it cools down, it goes to the top, right? And then you can just skim it off, right? So I can be mevarer the suffix that way, and we have a big yisoid from the all the rishonim that being in Siman Sadiches that das shoytim eno das suffix machmas chesaron yediyah. Isn't that a suffix, no? But in Hilchos Ksamim, suffix machmas chesaron yediyah is a suffix. In Hilchos Ksamim, I am mako, that even though I'm a novice, as Eishtein tells us about Shandaf Yates, unbelievable. I'm a novice, I don't know the halacha, but still, usually, I'd say suffix machmas chesaron yediyah doesn't count as a suffix. Over here, in Ksamim, I could be Mako on a suffix, Machmas Chisaron Yediyah. That's a big kula by Ksamim. Look in Reb Kiva Eger, in Sifchav Gimel. I think I gave this to you on the Ma'ariv Makomas, correct? So Reb Kiva Eger is machmir. Right? It says in Shulchan Aruch and Sifchav Gimel, Nisaska b'dover Edom, and you find the Kesem Shachar, ain't tolen bo. Ba'med amurim Edom b'shachar. Avo Edom b'Edom, Shachar b'shachar. Even if it's not nikar mamish that it's dola, that's dome, you can be tola. So Zot Reb Kiva Eger, but let's say in Nisaska b'tseva Edom, right, if a woman is nisaska with blood is like one of, if you remember the old Tide commercials, blood is like the hardest stain to come out, correct? Anyone know what I'm talking about? You guys don't do enough laundry. Right? Or your kids don't get bloody, or you don't have kids. There are many possibilities over here. But if you have kids the age of my kids, it's like every mitzvah and darnishtik, you have like some blood stain on their clothing, no? My 6-year-old son, Yosef Dov, he's forever getting skinned knees. And do you remember when you were like 6 years old? Isn't this like my son? That's what 6-year-old boys are like. You live with a skinned knee like your entire 6th year of life. That's the way it goes. So blood is very hard to get off. Dye comes off easily. There are samamonim, there is detergents that you can use to remove dye. So if a woman is nisaska b'tseva, if you use dye, you're playing around with dye, so Reb Kiva Eger says, you have to test, is this dye or is it blood? Use detergent, see if it comes off. That's what Reb Kiva Eger says. Why? He writes, It's a suffik chesaron yediyah. And suffik chesaron yediyah, haste nish, suffik. Suffik chesaron yediyah is not a good suffik. Ba'adei HaShulchan disagrees with Reb Akiva Eger. The Ba'adei HaShulchan on this halacha, it's a Be'urim on the Be'urim on page 182 going over to 183, right? Reb Feivel points out that all the Rishonim imply not like Reb Akiva Eger. Now he doesn't really get into the Lamdas, but what emerges is that Safek Machmas Chesaron Yediyah and Hilchos Nid in Hilchos Ksamim, I should say, is a good Safek. We have a super duper kula by Ksamim that we are Toyla even Safek Machmas Chesaron Yediyah. That's what should emerge. Now, I had a case a few years ago. A woman keeps on bringing me bedikah cloths, and I notice on her bedikah cloths there's a tiny drop of red, like in a half circle, on every bedikah cloth. Very firm woman. So I ask her at one point, when she brings me a shayla, I say, can I look at your nails? Do you bite your nails? She's a nail biter. By the way, Rabbi Willig once quoted that the Chazon Ish writes in one of his letters that anyone who's a nail biter, you have to be choshish that they're Makal Shabbos. Right? Frightening thought, no? So this woman's a nail biter, and sometimes when you bite nails, you bite at the cuticles a little bit, and it's going to bleed. And on her bedikah cloths, she had this half circle. Is that enough to be taila? How would we analyze this, Shayla?
Didn't just verify it.
So I verified, but what did I verify? I verified that she's a nail biter.
Didn't check the color of the blood on her nails.
I didn't check the color. Do I have to check the color of the blood? Do I have to look that this color of the blood would end up on the bedikah cloth would be the same as what I saw on the bedikah cloth? I have to ask her to. And do I have to go back in time and see whether her nails were bleeding a few hours ago when she did that bedikah before she brought it to me?
Can you say it's similar to the case of a woman who bleeds out Natasha's, that since you know she bleeds out?
So l'cha'ora, you're right, no? L'cha'ora, what we're talking about is a super duper kula of tliya by ksamim, because ksamim is rabbanon. But we saw in the Lechem B'Simla, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch's Sefer and Hilchos Nida, and Oischof Gimel in the big commentary, the Simla, right? And one of the guys, I think, was showing me the wrong Marimakim, right? There's the big commentary, the Simla. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that these dinim of Tliya, all these kulas, l'cha'ira, are only true when we're talking about Tliyas on Derabbanans. If it's a D'Oraisa, we have to be more Machmir. Now, it happens in this particular case, right? She was such a nail biter, you could tell in the second it was good. But l'cha'ora, once I had, there is a concept of tliyas on d'oraisos. Although Shulchan Aruch writes in Se'if Yud Ches that because ksamim medrabbanon were toile b'chol davar she'yicholon litlois, that does not mean that on dinim d'oraisa I have no tliya, but it means that dinim d'oraisa I don't have far-fetched tliyas. Hanire, that the kula of Maka Sheyecholah Lehigala is a kula only under Rabbanans, not under Eraisas. If it's a Eraisa, I need a better sort of Tliya. Now, I'm not going to go so far and say that, you know, one jump, not two jumps, Suffolk versus Svek. I don't think we want to go that far. But l'cha'ora, it should emerge that we are not mako on tliyas on a d'oraisa if it's a far-fetched sort of tliya. That's the way I would look at Judaism, l'fum rihata. Right? Kach nireh l'fi anias daiti. Now, I should point out that this inyan is a machlokus in Simen Kuf Pezayin between the Taz there, Sifkatin Tess, and the Shach over there. Hanir Lefini stated that the Taz makes much more sense in the world of this sugya, and the Shach is harder to understand. I'm not saying that we paskin this way la halacha. It's just for me, it's easier to remember stuff based on this one. This, yeah, Mr. Kornbluth.
Just to clarify, this is a
deraisa
case because
of the bedikah cloth. Bedikah cloth is a deraisa case, or at Al Kopanim, it's a suffix the Oraisa case, and we're machmir on it. Yes?
Just wondering, going back to previously, looking at this from a Lanaisa standpoint, if we hold that we don't have Rakashba's Manasan, we're only dealing with the Rabbanan, then we would be.
Right, right. Now, there's a point to Rabbi Willick who wanted to maintain that we don't have Rakashba's Manasan or Bedikah Klos. I think the Rabbi Willick approach to Bedikah Klos is not accepted by the vast majority of poskim. I think. Rabbi Willick holds that the din hargasha b'zman hazeh is the same as a re'iyah kedarka. We pointed out that we were not convinced that that was the correct way to read the Rashba, right? Yes, according to Rabbi Willick, you can for sure be mekel. Absolutely, good ha'ara. Rabbi Willick likes to call himself the women's rabbi. That's his nusach. Okay, Chevra, we should go on down to Mencha.